Retirement. It's the golden years after decades of hard work. But today we're going to talk to you about five issues that could come up and challenges you could face once you reach retirement. But we're also going to give you some suggestions on how to overcome those challenges.
And spoiler alert, it actually happened with us. But let's just go straight to the point. The first one is the first challenge. You are going to live with your spouse or your partner for 24 hours a day.
Yeah. And I mean, this couldn't be truer for Jeon and I. We are full-time travelers, so quite often the only people we have to talk to are each other, and we do everything together. So 24 hours a day sometimes can seem quite a lot, but we are developing a few little strategies in order to help us overcome that.
Yeah, and one of the strategies that we decided to do is just take our own time. First of all, communication is really important. You have to be able to communicate how you're feeling to your partner, mm-hmm. and the same way to receive that kind of feedback, right? We are not perfect. We have our moments that we do disagree in a few things, but at the end of the day, is it what it's like in the best interest for both of us? What have we decided to do?
Well, I think it's really important just to kind of create your own daily tasks. So for example, Jeon is a night owl. I like mornings. So I'll get up and I'm trying to start doing some yoga. So I'll do my yoga. I'll sit and have a coffee by myself, mm-hmm. maybe read a book. And then by that time, Jeon's generally up and moving, and we'll sit down and we'll have breakfast. Same with him in the evenings. I generally go to bed a bit earlier, and that gives him some alone time where he can decompress, watch his own shows, kind of his own interests, if you will. So there's that. And the other thing that we've decided to do, because we are traveling full time, the next thing that we've decided that we're incorporating into our retirement is a week-long vacation from each other.
Yeah. Which we did do this for the first time here in Toronto. That's where we are recording this video now. And Christine wanted to have some time with her friends, and I wanted to spend some time with my friends. The only thing is trying to coordinate the time. It's just a little bit of a challenge. But again, being open and being frank, we were able to achieve that. So we did not stay together for 5 days.
Yeah, and I think it's important, right? You need that separation every once in a while. Plus, it gives you something else to talk about, something new that Jeon didn't get to experience or I didn't get to experience with him at the same time, right? So, I don't know. Those are some ways that we're overcoming, but 24/7 with a spouse or a partner can become a little bit of a challenge if you don't work it over.
Yeah, just keep in mind, if you both have been working, I mean, like 8 or 9 hours of your day are actually consumed by your work. So once you start, when you retire and you have all the time in the world, it might be difficult at the beginning. It is, because you are not used to do that anymore. And even over 1 year, I believe that you are now in a good position.
Yeah. And that one kind of leads into challenge number two, which is unlimited free time. This is something that you have worked so hard to achieve, and we did as well. You work to achieve that point where you're able to retire and gain back control of your time to be able to decide what you want to do with it. However, having unlimited free time can really cause its own set of issues that you didn't really realize before. It's almost a little bit like decision overload. There's so many choices. What do you do with your time?
Yeah, which end up being analysis paralysis. I used to be a project manager, and I wanted to be in control of everything with my time, having goals, having deadlines, and all of this stuff. And all of a sudden, I don't have to deal with that anymore. It sounds good that you have all the time in the world, but there's the opposite as well, which is, what am I going to do with my time? And I always remind myself that we have to retire into something. If you don't know what you're going to do, you might end up going back to work, which is also fine if this is what we wanted to do.
Yeah, so one solution to overcome this unlimited amount of free time is sort of set up a retirement schedule for yourself. Now, you're not scheduling your day 24 hours a day, but have some sort of maybe anchor points throughout your week. So maybe there's a volunteer program that you want to go to on Tuesdays, or a specific fitness class, or I don't know, you go to the Legion or someplace to play cards with people on another day of the week. Have two or three activities throughout your week that you kind of anchor your week around, and then you can sort of fill in the time as you choose to. But you have a couple of specific things you want to do each week.
Let's talk about item number three, which is shrinking your social circles.
Yeah, and I think this, I mean, so many of us have a social circle that revolves around work. And I was definitely the case with me and Jian to a certain extent, but he was already working from home and working remote. So the fact is we lost a lot of our social circle when we started to travel full time. Mm-hmm. It really shrank. So I think you really need to start learning where to either redevelop old friendships or new ways to communicate with those work friends outside of work, or just meet new people.
Yeah, it actually happened to me for the second time. I immigrated from Brazil to Canada more than 20 years ago, and I lost the sight of those friends that I had built throughout all my life in Brazil. So I have to restart doing this. And some of these people end up losing communication. And I even told Christine, you gotta go and you have to make yourself more available to your friends, because you are the one who decided to take yourself out of the life that you built during your career. So if you wanna keep, and as always, you're gonna keep friends, you're gonna say, we are going to see some of them once in a while, but that's okay. But those that are real close to you, you need to be the one making the effort to keep in touch with them, right?
Yeah, and in order to create new friends, it kind of goes back to item number two, where you're anchoring your week with certain of these classes or volunteer options available, right? And within those new anchor points of your week, you're going to meet new people. And so that's another way of expanding your social circle with new people that have similar interests to you in this new area of your life.
Yeah, and I just realized that it doesn't look like, but I am an introvert. I have a really hard time in starting this conversation and making those connections, maybe because it's more like a main thing, but Kristen is just like a social butterfly. She goes out, she's talking to people and everything. It takes me a while to open up and being able to build those relationships, but they are so important. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy that we are able to, throughout and using the channel, to build those relationships that we can bring with us forever.
Yeah, so we've been doing that a lot this year. We've met a lot of fellow travelers that we're going to meet up with around the world. Mm-hmm. But also, like Jian said, through this channel, we're creating a social circle where, in fact, we've met up with several of you. So we appreciate all of your time.
Yeah.
All right. Number four is a big one. The next challenge that you may face in retirement is physical and cognitive decline. And this is a real one, and it's also a scary one, because once you start to lose your ability, like your mental sharpness that many of us have maintained due to working and doing these jobs that require us to be thinking quite quickly, it's hard to get that one back. I feel like your cognitive function is really important to keep on top of, along with your physical.
Yeah, I believe physical, especially for me, it's more difficult to keep that, because, I mean, the cognitive one, you have to keep your brain working all the time. And I try to do this. I don't know if I should talk about one of the things that I'm going to do, but maybe I'll interject right now, which is learning a new language, learning a new skill and doing something different. I try to learn Greek. We are going to go to Greek and visit Greece for the first time. And I tried Duolingo. It's like an app and it's free. And I tried to learn Greek. It was quite challenging. I was not able to do anything. And the only word that keeps coming to my mind is karotor, which means carrot. Yeah. And then I thought, I think it's too hard. So let me try something else. Now I'm so focused and I'm having a good time learning Italian, which is quite similar to the Brazilian, you know, like to the Portuguese, and it makes me feel more comfortable and keep learning. So it's a challenge.
But yeah, so doing things like that helps keep your cognitive function up. Make a deal with yourself to read a certain number of nonfiction books a week or a month or a year, things like that. Keep your mind active. And the same goes for your body. Again, going back to making those anchor points, make one of your anchor points for your week, physical activity. Go to some of these classes. A lot of places have free classes for retirees. Get out there, move your body, become as active as possible, because the more you maintain your physical strength, the better quality of life you're going to have throughout your retirement.
Yeah. And it's really going to, the fact that you are able to record this video and share our feelings and our thoughts with you guys, it's also a good reminder. And I really wanted to go back and maybe in 5 years, if you have not subscribed, subscribe to the channel, and then you can see what's going to happen in 5 years when we want to kind of revisit what we decided to do and how we are. And the physical aspect, it's quite important. I don't like going to the gym, but I know how important it is. And I'm having a hard time right now trying to go to a gym and lifting weights. It's not me. I like running. I like cardio. But if you don't take care of that, all the money, all the efforts that you have put in saving money, you're not going to be able to enjoy it all.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the last one?
So the last challenge is feeling invisible in society. You go from having these jobs where you are somebody. You have a title. In Jeon's case, he was project manager. He was the one that was responsible for ensuring that things got done and got done on time and on budget. And there's a lot of responsibility that comes along with that. In my case, I was a police officer. And these titles really help to define a lot of times who you are while you're working. But once you retire, that title is retired as well. You are no longer a project manager or a police officer. So who do you become? And sometimes you kind of feel invisible to people because you don't have that title that goes along with you.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Sometimes you go to a new country and you got to go through customs and the person is going to ask, what do you do? And it never happened to me yet, but it's going to happen sooner or later. And I keep thinking, am I still a project manager or I don't work anymore? Even simple questions like this, it is going to kind of keep coming to your mind. And what should I say?
I think I feel like we need to just embrace the new title of retired.
What you guys say? Use the comments below. It just came to my mind. I don't know what I'm going to say, to be honest with you.
I think we just say we are retired. And quite often we get some funny looks because we're younger and it's not as normal for people to say you're retired at our age. But I feel like we can make retired anything we want it to be, whether that's a traveler, whether that's a volunteer person, whether that's looking after your family and friends and grandchildren. Retired doesn't have to mean that you're invisible. You can still be seen and you can do many things. You can become mentors to people, volunteer at different agencies around the world, become full-time travelers. You know, there's things out there. And I think that sometimes becoming invisible is something that we allow ourselves to do, and it's not necessarily society not seeing us. It's because we feel we no longer have that purpose or importance that we once maybe had while working. So if you feel it inside and make retired something significant to you, then you're significant to everyone.
I still don't know what I'm gonna say. Share in the comments below. I hope that you're well, and I'll see you in our next video.
Take care, guys.
Bye.